Good morning.
Good morning.
You can't start off the show with a sigh.
I just did. You can't take that back.
Oh, man.
Sometimes when I make mistakes in life, I think control-alt-delete. Because that's edit, undo.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way.
I learned last night from Jack's very first team meeting. And when you make a mistake, you move forward.
Ah, see? Move forward.
If a batter hits 300, how many times does he fail?
300 times.
No. Oh. Seven.
Seven times.
Seven out of 10. 300 means you're batting 300 out of a possible 1,000. You're going to fail seven times out of the... Okay.
Nope. Two over my head. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, that's fine. Baseball stuff. I'm going to make you a sports person yet, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay, you have all season.
Static Radio.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
No, it's not.
Oh, nope, it's not.
Yes, it is. Hey.
This doesn't even sound like
Matthew.
It
sounds kind of like Sean.
It sounds like Sean.
Hey, you know what? This isn't Sean.
This
is you know what? Sean's actually asleep right now. He doesn't get up until 7 a.m.
Huh.
Why do you get up so early?
The bus.
To prepare. Ah, yes.
The voice.
See, guys, there are two ways to tell if it's a real Matthew from Albuquerque. Is there is one... the bus, and then there's two, well, if you guys have caller ID, you guys could see my phone number.
We don't,
yeah,
though.
We don't. Yeah.
Man, it would be nice if you guys did have a caller ID.
It would. Trust us. We know.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Alright.
What's the matter, Steve? You don't sound like you're all, you know.
I do not feel well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I thought I'd come to work and infect everybody, you know.
You know what that means if you're sick?
Huh.
That means you need to try some of that Garrett Sue's tea from the Sopo.
Ah, yes. This is true. It's, I probably do need to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it, you know, when I was last sick. However, I'm going to have to go down there and try the breakfast burritos you guys order, the Stevers.
Yep.
And you've had like 8 or 9 months. You're going to do it eventually, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it eventually once I have time off during the week. Because the weekends I'm always busy. We go shopping on Saturday, then Sunday I'm watching The Connection on TV.
There you go.
Busy guy.
Exactly. How's Brody doing, Steve-O?
He's doing great. What's the other go-to question?
Song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the song request. Okay, let's see. You guys have any songs by Relying K besides Invitation to Reform?
Yes.
You guys pick something from Relying K for me?
Absolutely.
Yes,
no, I dedicate that song you guys pick out to my school, LBJ Middle School in Albuquerque.
The whole school?
Yes, I'm going to put it out to LBJ.
Wow. Oh, we're saying the same things.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Are we going to have to, like, talk and like, off each other, like, all day?
Yes.
That's what's happening?
Why would you play... Oh, well, I guess you can... Hold on, today's Tuesday?
Yeah. Why?
Because I wanted to see what the high it was. Because if it was 75, that doesn't have you play high as 75.
No.
But it's only 63 today.
Yeah, it's not going to get that warm yet.
Tomorrow's 70. Thursday's 73.
Oh, okay.
But it's freezing outside right now. Why are they so confusing?
Actually, it's not. How?
It's very, very cold.
What is the temperature right now?
The temperature is 31, so it is freezing.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Boom.
32 degrees is freezing.
All right.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I'm not smarter than you because you're wearing your glasses today. It makes you smarter. It's not fair. It's cheating.
It's called I'm Late to Work.
Relying K now for LBJ Middle School.
That's right.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Oh, yeah. The Temper Trap, where do we go from here? Static Radio, good morning. 6:30 on your Tuesday.
Which means it's Tuesday
News Day.
Breaking news. When Harrisburg, Pennsylvania resident Damon Walton tried to start his Volkswagen Jetta for his daily drive to work the other day, he wondered why the car was running so rough. Turns out there was a cat somewhere inside the front of his car.
Man.
So he kicked the side of the car and assumed the cat ran away. Only it hadn't.
Oh, no.
Somehow the curious feline had gotten itself pinned beneath the car's alternator and made the 15-mile trek to Walton's job in the Jetta's engine compartment. When he got out of the car, Walton said he heard some meowing and decided he should actually crack open the hood and take a look. Some firefighters came and did a little roadside wrenching, getting the cat out by removing a few parts. Aside from a burn, ear damage, and 3 missing toes, the cat, which has been named Turbo, is no worse for the wear.
Oh, man. What a terrible story. I was really hoping the cat would eat it. Oh. I'm just kidding.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry. I don't really mean that. I don't. PETA, please don't call me. No. I'm a much more
P-E-T-A.
Gale person.
When you say
no,
PETA,
no, I meant Gale.
Why are you talking?
I'm much more of a Gale person.
Me too.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
On the same
okay.
T.
Sweet.
T. Breaking news. Hold on, let me try this again. Breaking news. A Canadian man said he was billed nearly $22,000 for data amassed by his 11-year-old son on a phone during a trip to Mexico. I can't read.
What?
But he'll only pay $500. Matt of Burnaby, British Columbia, said Apple Store representatives recommended he put his iPhone on airplane mode to prevent roaming charges during his family trip to Mexico. I can't read.
No, you can't.
But his son was unaware of the problem when he ended up confined to the family's hotel room with a bad sunburn and passed the time on his father's phone.
Oh,
the son turned off airplane mode to watch YouTube videos. His phone company said he would be willing to cut it to $500. Well, that's the end of that story. That was the end.
So he was billed $22,000 and he got away with a $500 cell phone bill?
Yeah, that's really good.
That's pretty good, dude.
I'd still be angry that I'd be paying
$500. You can't be angry at the kid. He was stuck in Mexico with the sunburn.
I didn't say at the kid. I'd be angry that I'd be paying $500.
Well, it's the kid's fault.
It was an accident.
Can't cry over spilled.
Okay, I totally would cry over spilled milk.
Yeah.
Because like, that stuff is difficult to clean up.
Right.
Have I talked about this on air before?
No.
I just had this conversation. I would cry over spilled milk because it's difficult to clean up. You don't know if you got it all. And if you didn't, then it starts flaking wherever you didn't get it. And then it starts smelling really bad.
Like rotten milk in your carpet.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I'd cry.
Yeah.
I would cry.
You should.
And plus, that stuff is expensive, right?
It's like $3 a gallon.
That's too expensive. I don't want to buy that again.
Okay. It's okay. You can cry over whatever you want.
I'd cry over that.
You're a girl. You have a pass.
Whoa.
What?
Rude.
Well, it's true. I'm just saying.
I guess that's okay since you're usually more whiny than I am.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll take it.
Okay, sweet.
Breaking news. A man posing as a bishop managed to enter a pre-conclave meeting of cardinals at the Vatican before being ejected. The man, reportedly Australian, dressed in a bishop's outfit comprised of a shorter-than-usual cassock, an unusual crucifix chain, and a purple scarf worn to look like an episcopal sash to get into the Monday meeting. The meeting of more than 100 cardinals from around the world precedes the upcoming secret meeting of the conclave to elect a new pope. The man was eventually discovered and ejected.
That is amazing.
That's really funny.
That's a really good cardinal outfit.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't be mad. I'm just like kind of impressed.
I'm impressed too.
He was able to like gain access to
that. I hope he documented it.
Yeah.
And
no kidding.
Makes it into a short film and it wins an Oscar.
The Da Vinci Code too.
No. No,
it's not about the Catholic Church?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't either. I read like half the book.
People are like, that movie.
No, that's not true. I read the whole book.
I didn't read any of it.
It was really boring. Like the first half was like, dude, this is action packed and like Bourne Legacy. And then it was like,
my biggest problem is that I totally judge books by the cover. That cover looked boring.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't read it at all.
You don't need to. It's terrible.
Breaking news. Psychology Today stumbled on something rather bizarre. It turns out the most popular place for people to find love at first sight is Walmart.
What? How do you? Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
Explaining.
I mean, that's
There's
how you
an explanation.
Find like economy size, like, toilet paper stuff.
No, that's like, Costco and Sam's Club.
Yeah, but Sam's
Walmart.
Club is owned by Walmart.
Oh, you're
Surprise,
right.
Surprise, spoiler ending. Yeah.
I'm not done
so
reading.
Okay, sorry.
There's a section of Craigslist devoted to missed connections. There are posts by people leaving a message for someone they met but didn't speak to in real life. For example, if you were the girl looking at the spandex at Walmart, we need to hook up. Analyzing.
You can't talk like the weird, creepy news person and tell that connection thingy. That's like just
weird.
Well,
then this is obviously a guy reading it, so you're going to have to read it.
What was it? Hey, girl. If you were the one looking at spandex at Walmart, we need to hook up. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, ish.
Analyzing posts, more people thought they saw the love of their life in Walmart than anywhere else in the United States.
Poor people.
I know, that sucks.
Like Walmart? Imagine telling that to your grandkids someday.
We saw each other across the aisle.
No. I was so lonely, I posted a misconnection of this person on a Craigslist ad because I couldn't talk to them. And your grandmother was so lonely, too, that she was searching through the missed connections list on Craigslist.
Oh,
and
my
gosh.
That's
how we found each other.
There is, well, no. That would suck. That would suck.
Poor things. You know how many Christian Mingle commercials I've seen lately?
Like, they know that you're Christians, so they, like, are
airing. Well, obviously,
the house.
During the Bible on History Channel, that's like every other commercial. Christian Mingle. And they use that Jars of Clay song.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, love song for a savior.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, they
I
use
want everything
it for Christian
stop.
Mingle now. So, which means Jars of Clay gave them the rights for that song,
exactly.
For that commercial.
Which means we can't play Jars of Clay anymore.
Breaking news:
we may or may not have a brand new Hawk and Paris song to play this morning for New Music Tuesday.
Okay, because it's not like.
But it is still Dan.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
Breaking news. This is my last bit.
Okay.
Good-looking people are funnier.
This is true.
Oh, my God.
This is so true. I knew it.
I know it's hard to believe, but true. Science tells us that good-looking people are perceived to be funnier.
Yep.
Perceived to be funnier.
Yeah.
Researchers discovered through an exhaustive study at the University of Stirling that good-looking people receive bigger laughs when people can see their face. Bonus, the funnier men were considered more attractive for a fling.
Ow.
If you're confused, the theory by researchers is that men use humor as a mating signal to show off their intelligence and good genes to women. And that's your breaking news for today.
Good genes like...
Like
these are
like
old.
Denim.
Yes. That's... Yeah. I fail.
I was going to say, you're not on the top of your game today.
I'm not. I'm not... That's okay. Hilarity will ensue.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay because no one can see your face unless you're watching the webcam.
In which case, look at this stash.
Oh my gosh.
It's distracting at this point.
I went shopping yesterday. I shouldn't have. Dave Ramsey would have been really upset with me.
Oh,
dude. But the entire time, I was on the lookout for a cup for you, like a mug. I was on the lookout.
Mustache thing?
I think I know where I can find one, which is not where I was.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But you definitely need one of those
now. I do at this point. It's distracting. I went to Jack's first Lil League, not practice, team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure people were just like, what is that guy doing? I was at a Little League meeting with this really creepy mustache.
Is this guy allowed to be within 50 yards of this right now? Check on him.
I'm serious.
Go to the website.
But I can't shave it. I've already committed. I gotta go until I at least run out of this like mustache wax I bought.
Ooh, it's gonna be like a year or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Looks good, right? Huh?
What do you mean by good?
you don't have to answer that.
When I don't think about you having a mustache, it looks good.
Okay.
But then it's like, it's you and you have a mustache.
I would have looked awesome if I were a Three Musketeer dude. Come on, let's be honest.
Ah! Okay.
All right. Steve on, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Salvation, Static Radio, good morning.
I'm raising my hand.
Why?
Because I want to talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go.
It's about that song. I had to look up the lyrics because I didn't know what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
Finding my way back to...
My dreams?
My dreams, yes. It's my dreams. And I thought either it was my dreams or something like, finding my way back to Madre's. Like Madre's or something? I'm like, is that a restaurant?
Madre's? Really?
Or is that like, I didn't know...
No, my dreams.
Well, now I know. I looked up the lyrics.
You just asked me.
No, I looked up
my
the lyrics.
My dreams.
Why would I believe you over a lyrics site?
Oh, wow. You know, it's like a 12-year-old who just listens to the song and then types in lyrics.
Yes.
Those aren't like official lyrics.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay. It's My Dreams, not
yeah,
Madres.
Thanks. I know. I know. Madres?
Madres.
Maybe it's Madres.
Funny way back to my
mom. He's trying to find his mom. That makes
Madres.
Sense.
Madres. It's a really terrible Californian accent. Happy March 5th.
Oh, man.
Happy Tuesday.
Maybe welcome to it.
Some birthdays.
Yeah.
Get to. From Battlestar Galactica, Dean Stockwell.
Oh, the original.
Yes. So that should give you a clue.
No?
Don't you dare. Don't look.
Oh, just kidding. Sorry, I'm about to get schooled in nerd. Who's Dean Stockwell?
He's one of the Cylons, the old guy. And he also played Al on Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the Cylons? I only watched like the first season of that show.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, bro.
You're never going to watch it anyway.
I probably will. I don't know. Everybody keeps telling me I'm supposed to watch it because it's amazing.
Dean Stockwell.
Well, he was in Quantum Leap, so 63.
77.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
From Night Court, Marshall Warfield.
Hey!
You know who that is?
Yeah, of course. Night Court? Are you kidding me? Night Court.
Yeah. I guess I'm kidding you. What? Apparently you know this person. Cool.
Did you never ever watch Night Court?
No, I don't even.
Are you
I've
way
never
too
heard of
young
that.
For Night Court?
Is that like Judge Judy? But at night?
Night Court was like, well, first of all, it was like a sitcom. It was like a show.
So it's not like Judge Judy at night?
No, my brain hurts. I don't want to explain it to you. I don't want to explain. 60.
59.
Wow.
That's... Comedian, magician, Penn Jillette.
Ah, yes. Which one's Penn? The short dude that doesn't talk, or is that Teller?
I have no idea.
Is Penn the dude with the glasses?
Sure.
It's Penn and Teller.
I don't know who
and one
they
of them's
are.
Like, oh, I don't believe in God, and I'm going to write aggro books about it. The other one's...
Remember when I was like, I'm no kind of flyfy birthdays because I don't know any of these. I don't know who Penn Jillette
46.
Is. No.
Oh.
58.
Wow.
Maybe it was the other one. from Entourage, Kevin Connolly.
Okay. 33.
39.
Man. I don't even know.
Model Nikki Taylor.
46.
38.
I don't know.
Models are usually in their 20s
I was thinking of Heidi Klum. Dang it. I was thinking of the wrong
she's one. She's one of the oldest
one.
Models.
Who?
Heidi Klum.
I know. I was thinking of Heidi Klum.
Oh, nope. Nikki Taylor.
Ah, whatever.
From Fast Five, from Hitch, also known as Ryan Gosling's girlfriend, Eva Mendes.
Wait, what?
Eva Mendes.
That's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
34.
39. And last but not least, from Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't... See, I feel like I'm telling people. Jake Lloyd.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He is the ruiner of dreams, that kid. Yeah.
What? Ruiner of dreams? Why yeah. is he ruining dreams? Why?
He was young Anakin Skywalker. Jake Lloyd. He was the little kid.
Oh, got it.
Hey, I'm the little kid. Hey, everybody. Look at me. I'm chubby. I'm going to become Darth Vader someday.
Why are you running
hey,
for
everybody?
Me? I've never seen this one.
You've never seen Phantom Menace?
No, I've only
you
ever
don't
seen...
You need to.
I've only seen the third one.
So, Jake Lloyd would be the only person you would not know. Because the cast is pretty crazy, actually, if you think about it.
Well, it's like...
Liam Neeson,
Sam... Okay, go for it.
Sam Jackson, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're on the right track. Obi-Wan Kenobi is played by...
Ian McGregor.
Okay. Padme and/or Queen Amidala is played by...
Natalie Portman.
Wow, all right.
I don't know, I'm afraid now.
I'm trying to think who else is, like, a real actor in that movie. Well, I mean, real actor. We're talking about the Phantom Menace here. It didn't matter. Yeah, you don't need to see that one.
Okay.
That's the one with Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks?
Isn't
you know
he really
who Jar Jar
annoying?
Jar Binks is?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's super annoying.
Jake Lloyd. Well, he was a little kid. I know this.
How old is he?
Hold on.
Someone's telling you.
No, nobody's... What do you mean somebody's telling me?
I don't know. I feel like you have telepathy right now.
I'm taking my headphones off.
It doesn't hinder telepathy.
Oh. I'm just going to get the rooster music ready. Hold on, stand by. Because I happen to know for a fact that he's 24 years old.
Who told you? Okay, fine.
I'm breaking it down. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what the funny thing is? I totally guessed.
No way. No way. You did not.
I did. I didn't even know if he really was 24.
I don't know if you're lying to me.
Is he really 24?
Yes!
Yes! Ha! That's right! Take that!
I'm so proud.
World!
Yes.
That was a total guess. That was just... This confidence. That's how you get into shows. You know? You just exude confidence and pretend like you're supposed to be there.
Into shows?
Yeah, you show up at the front and it's like, yeah. And then you start walking in there. Whoa. Hello. I should be on the list. You should go ahead and check. All right, do I need to call somebody? No. Oh, there. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go. I'll be right there. I'll be right back. Okay.
All right, Ferris Bueller.
And you just walk in. You just walk.
It's like Ferris Bueller.
Walk in, like, or have a strap a guitar on your back and just walk in.
Yeah.
That's not really going to work, actually, guys.
Okay.
Real shows, they usually have people at the door with real lists. And
it's really funny.
Then you just go home dejected and sad.
Okay.
Jake Lloyd, huh? 24 years old.
24. Today.
Did you know that he quit acting after that movie?
That's so
sad. Because everybody was so irate with that poor little kid. Like, the pressures were so steep that he just quit.
That's so sad.
It was like a documentary about it. He really did.
People get better with time. Did you see that? Didn't you see the Harry Potter movies?
He didn't.
He had one movie.
Yeah, he did.
One.
It was so awful.
How old was he when he made it?
He was a little kid. I don't know. He's 24 today.
He had to have been like 15 or 16. It didn't come out that long ago.
Are you kidding me?
When did Phantom Menace...
He was like 8 or 9.
When did Phantom Menace come out?
99?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was 8 or 9.
Stever.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like in The Last Action Hero or something?
No, he was not in The Last Action
Hero. No,
he
wasn't just in one movie, though.
Oh. Oh, he was in more than one movie? Really?
IMDb.
All right, you got IMDb, this kid. All right, thank you. Thank you.
I just might.
What's he been in? I'm telling you, he was young Anakin, and then he was scarred for life. Because most people was mad that he...
That dude?
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
I was close.
But he's
in Jingle
adorable.
All the Way.
He was in Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the little bitty kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But he hasn't done anything since Phantom Menace.
No. No, he did Madison.
Oh, he did?
And okay. He was in a video game. He was in the video game.
Yeah, he was the voice of Anakin Skywalker. That does not count.
How do you know this stuff? 99.
Yeah, it was Racer Revenge. It was for the Nintendo 64, and it was a pod racing game. And I'm going to go. I've wasted my life.
Why do you know all this information?
I've wasted my whole life.
Okay, another little fact. Okay, this dude was in this movie as a kid. I was watching Big Fish yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Miley Cyrus is in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, wait a second. Is that Miley Cyrus? Why is Miley Cyrus on my screen right now?
This
is a Tim Burton film. She plays a little girl when they're like walking up to see the witch for the first time.
Yeah.
She's the little girl in the group of boys.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. So there's that.
All right.
And also, special events.
Oh,
today,
we have to keep going.
Yes, we're not done. Today is Unique Names Day.
Oh, yes.
So it is not your day because your name is not unique.
Come on, Steven. Steven Michael?
Oh, my gosh.
I have the most unique name in the world.
Your last name is kind of unique. I mean, sort
it's
of
not
in a way.
Unique.
Meaning when people hear it, they're like, oh, I've never heard that. Or like, oh, are you related to that?
That's
one
all
guy?
We got yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, that's all we got yesterday. Yeah, it was Lil League.
Oh, yeah. So they were like freaking out.
I'm like, no.
Do you know how many 9-year-olds are jealous of your kids right now?
Because, yeah.
They have that last name?
Yeah. That's great.
Let's see. I'm going to read this paper. I don't know. I didn't pre-read it.
Oh,
do you have any friends who have unique names? Take a moment on Unique Names Day to consider the fact that they go through life without ever sharing a name with a famous celebrity, being presented with personalized merchandise at fairs, zoos, and events, and to probably have to spell their name to everybody they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, having a unique name is pretty cool and a great talking point. That does suck, though. You're like, oh, I was going to get this for Shaniqua. Oh, they don't have that. The S's or the C's. At all. I was the first unique name that came to my mind.
Shaniqua?
Yeah,
Shaniqua is your unique name?
Unique Shaniqua.
We should make up unique names today since it's Unique Names Day.
I think there's a website for that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we got to find that because mine is obviously the most plain name in the universe.
Oh, today is your day. Today is Multiple Personality Day.
Okay.
And also Cheese Doodle Day.
Okay. It's perfect.
Is that?
Works out. All right. Gotta take a quick break. Coming back the 7 o'clock hour. Our friend Logan joining us this morning. And don't forget, coming up at 8:30, we will be talking with Matt McDonald, frontman of the Classic Crime.
That's right.
During New Music Tuesday. You can get your questions in for him for the listener lightning round at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back with some Death and a Cure. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
There is a sinkhole.
Yeah.
The road is closed on 2nd Street between Prosperity and Rio Bravo. A sinkhole.
It's kind of ironic that it's on Prosperity.
Oh, you said that yesterday, but it's true.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm on medication.
Whatever. You really are. I know you are.
Yeah, a sinkhole. You forced it into me.
I know.
It's awful.
I don't want you to be all sick.
Yeah.
There is a sinkhole.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
The world can just cave out from under us, or cave in from under us. That worries me.
It shouldn't.
It does. Well, road construction, crazy road construction, reduced to one lane on Osuna at Jefferson. It's pretty much going every way, though, so leave now if you have to get here by 8.
I was
going
to say, if you need to come anywhere near this campus, you got to leave an hour ago.
Seriously.
It's awful.
It wasn't even easy maneuvering through that one lane at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. No,
well,
I know.
Well,
I was
actually,
stuck out there. When you were texting me this morning, like, are you alive? Did you wake up? I was out there stuck waiting because there was like two semis doing some craziness. And it was like, it's green.
It is.
But that doesn't mean anything because I can't move.
Right. Exactly.
It's all terrible traffic.
It's going to be like that for a while. It looks like. I don't know what they're doing, but it's something pretty intense.
It's gnarly.
Osuna at Jefferson. It's crazy. There is also construction work. Roads reduced to one lane Unser at I-40. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. The Logan of Shea.
Coming up in T-minus 15 minutes.
Yeah, going to be joining us. Hanging out with us this morning. We also posted on Facebook. Get there, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to be talking with Matt McDonald from Vocal Few and the Classic Crime frontman.
Yes.
Of said bands.
And you get to ask him questions.
Yeah, what do you want to ask him? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your questions in now for the listener lightning round.
That's right.
And whatnot. Man!
What?
Come on!
What?
Yeah! Ah! Vandals!
Oh,
you see about this?
Yes, I did.
Vandals destroyed $2,500 worth of Girl Scout cookies. That's lame, dude.
Yeah, it's lame, but the other day I was walking into a place where pets are really smart.
Yeah.
And they attacked me. Those Girl Scouts attacked me. I was like, I'm sorry. And so, like, I ended up, like, digging out change from my car because I felt so bad.
It's the season of walking out of Walgreens and being accosted.
Yeah.
What happens?
But no, it's over now. They're like, last day. And they're like shoving their posters in my face.
When was this?
On Sunday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say lies because that just happened to me on, Sunday.
Yeah. And I was with my friend Becca.
Wait, that was the last day?
Yeah.
Now I'm like oppositely sad. I'm like, next time, you're going to be here for 7 years.
No.
They didn't yell at me last day.
Oh, they were screaming and like chanting and it was awful, but I ended up buying some Samoas because those are the best.
I disagree.
Who are you?
I am your co-host. I go by Steve-O, although my given name is Steven.
It's not unique at all.
So that's who I am. My favorite are the, are they called Dosey-Dos?
Is that
the ones with like the peanut
read
butter?
Read that.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dosey-Dos.
So a band of hooligans apparently frustrated that they were being accosted outside of Walgreens everywhere. Snuck into a troop leader's garage and destroyed around $2,500 worth of Girl Scout cookies! Humanity! The incident occurred early Sunday morning. D. Brown, charged with storing the cookies to be sold by her daughter's troop, told police she awoke after hearing a crash.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's more like a gunshot. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was trying to make
that wasn't
right.
a crash.
Sorry. There you go.
All right.
It was more of a crash.
Thank you. She said what looked like three teenagers running away from her property in her garage, she discovered a cookie massacre! Cases of cookies were ripped open, the contents strewn about, doused with oil and house paint. The Thin Mints were trampled into dustbins. The Do-si-dos would never dance again. Oh, man. Police speculated that the vandals had entered the garage looking for money and valuables, and when they found none, decided to get angry at the cookies? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Why would anyone in their right mind want to harm a Girl Scout cookie?
I know. Just eat them.
Yeah,
so Girl Scout cookies, over.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Sunday was the last day they were going to yell and accost me outside of, like, a Walgreens.
Yeah, it was the last day, and it was really sad.
You only bought Samoas?
Yeah, that's all I could afford.
Do you put them in the fridge?
No, I actually had to...
You don't put them in the fridge?
Okay, hold on.
Have you ever had a Samoa from the fridge?
Yes, but hold on. Right
Legit.
Now, it's not safe. It's not safe in my home right
Why?
Now. Because I bought those cookies
uh-huh.
with my allowance. And so my husband can't have any.
Wow.
Because those are mine. It was part of my allowance.
You are so selfish.
So I have to hide them so he doesn't eat them.
Wow.
So they're hiding right now in the cabinet where
are
flour and sugar are.
Are you kidding me right now? Dude, wait, you just told him where they're hiding.
Maybe he's not listening.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty sure you're about to get a text from him. Come on! You can't hide Girl Scout cookies from your husband.
Yeah, I have to, because
the two become one flesh.
No, because then that doesn't work that way with food, because I don't taste any of that.
All right. Man! Last day?
Yeah.
They should warn you!
I know. I wanted to be like Ryan Gosling that day when Ryan Gosling told in the interview said that he would have just bought them all.
Yeah,
I'll take them all.
He became Willy Wonka for one day.
And he bought all the Girl Scout cookies, and I really did want all of them.
That would have been amazing.
I would have had Girl Scout cookies for ages.
So there it is. All right. Sad day in Washington State. Vandals destroyed a bunch of Girl Scout cookies.
Sad day everywhere.
Apparently that was your last chance to get yelled at by little girls who wanted you to give them money.
Can I just say that even though they're little girls and they're very spirited, that the Boy Scouts are a lot more polite and we don't buy anything from them.
That's because they sell like,
popcorn.
Ugh. Nobody buys popcorn. How come the girls got the cookies and the dudes got the popcorn?
I feel so bad for them.
We need to come up with a strategy for the Boy Scouts to have better things.
Okay.
Than the Girl Scouts.
What can we... Okay.
Knives. Pocket knives outside of Walgreens.
No, that'll, how about knives that they whittled themselves?
Shivs, then, basically.
Is that what they're called?
Prison shivs? You're wanting them to sell shivs?
Don't they do that when they're camping? Don't they, like, whittle knives?
I wasn't a Boy Scout, actually.
Neither
so
was
I have no idea. Well, that's good.
No, I have a friend who is a girl, and she was a Boy Scout.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even lying.
Static!
Good morning.
Morning!
Good morning.
Is it okay to refuse to buy Girl Scout cookies because they're such a big promoter of abortion?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I didn't know that.
So I didn't either. So
I'll have to look that one up.
So I usually refuse to buy their cookies.
Do you say that to them?
I will this year.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't. They're done.
I guess they're done.
Well, next year, whenever.
I would have to see that first.
I usually say to the Girl Scout troop leader, not the little girls themselves.
Ah, okay.
But if the little girls are there and they hear it, that's okay by me.
Okay. Wow. That's not...
Thanks for the information.
Okay.
We'll look it
all
up.
Right, we'll totally look that up.
They taste so... They taste all right. They taste like cookies. Girl Scout cookies. But here's the thing about Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Where do you go? No, stop. Stop trying to recover. Where do you go from there?
The whole abortion thing?
Does that mean we can't... I hope he doesn't shop at, like, Walmart. I hope he doesn't shop, like, anywhere where there's, I don't know, human beings.
Here's
because
the thing.
Let's be honest. Nowadays, you can't shop anywhere.
Right.
Heeb says he's right, though.
Okay.
Heeb says he's absolutely right.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know this.
That sucks, but okay. If we're going to talk about this... My friend just came up to me and she's like, Michelle, I can't shop at a certain place anymore because I know that they use slaves to make their clothes. And it's a really big place that has really cheap clothing.
They use slaves to make their clothes?
Yeah. Like, it's not fair trade stuff. So I'm, she's, like, freaking out because she can't shop there anymore. And I'm wondering, now that I know this, can I shop there?
Now that you... Do you really know? Have you researched? Have you looked into it?
No, but I'm sure it's true because those clothes are cheap.
Static!
That was really awkward last phone call.
Right? Right. Now I don't know what to
really
do.
Really awkward.
Well, now I'm in a dilemma because I already bought the cookies. Do I eat them?
I know. I don't know. Static.
Hey, did Mitch just really tell everybody on air where she hides the cookies from her husband?
I think so.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much.
Yeah, I did, but he's probably not listening, so his
thanks,
loss.
Thank you for giving us an out.
See you guys.
All right, later. Oh,
okay,
man.
But seriously, right? Right.
We'll discuss this
more. I don't know if I can shop there.
Or never again.
I'm just shopping.
Stop
it.
Talking.
Okay.
Shay Logan on the way in. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Josh Garrels. Cynicism, Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is 7:30. We've been teasing it. The Logan of Shay
is morning. Here. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good morning, sir. You traveled all the way from the Santa Fe.
That rhymed. You're a poet.
Sure did.
Didn't even know it.
Yeah, you guys make the ride in a lot easier. It's good.
So do you live here and then drive up there, or do you live there and drive down here?
You see, I was, but then my wife didn't like that so much, so we had to move up there.
You
so.
Moved up there?
Yeah.
So. Is it weird?
It's it's all right. We're enjoying it, man. I'll tell you what, like, God has put us in the place we need to be, so we're stoked. We love that area. It's awesome.
You're like a little bear with a great attitude of joy. I just love you, Shay.
Thanks, man.
So for those who have no idea who Shay Logan is,
yes.
Who are you?
I am one of the wonderful intern pastors here at Calvary, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to be in Santa Fe at one of our satellite campuses, and I'm just mainly doing the student ministry right now, so we just kicked that off, and it's going really well.
Which is rad. Rad stuff going down in Santa Fe, and so let's talk about the student ministries up there, when you guys meet, what you guys do, because usually when people think of Santa Fe, they think of, like, the arts and liberals. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding at all.
So, what do you got going up there in the capital?
I'm telling you what, man, it's really, really cool. On Sundays, we meet at 11 o'clock. We worship with the main service, and then we go break into a small group together, and there's just a lot of good conversation going on, just meeting the needs of the students, and it's a blast. It just gives them an opportunity just to talk and fellowship with one another. We have breakfast. We do donuts and Capri Sun. I was doing...
What?
That's so good.
Like soccer when I was a kid. Just get orange slices, too.
I was doing milk at the beginning, but they didn't like it. So I was like, I'll go with
Capri Sun.
That
sounds gross.
Yeah,
Capri Sun's and orange slices, dude. That's what it's all about. Come on.
So we're doing good. And then this past Friday, we started our... I guess I got made fun of. It's not really midweek, but it's on Fridays, and we're doing some awesome things. We've actually started our own game room type of thing. And,
very cool.
Yeah, so we got two big TVs, two Xboxes, and some dance parties. So
there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, Just Dance 4 has been the big hit for these.
What? Season. I want to play Just Dance 4. Isn't Justin Bieber on that one?
I think he
Stop
is.
Stop it right
he
now.
Is. He really is. I think it's Beauty and a Beat.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And what shocked me about that is how good the guys are that compete. It was hilarious. Like, I thought the girls were going to run away with it, but some guys were just kicking butt. So
that's how you get guys to dance.
Though. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You throw a video game element into it, and you're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Bro, I got this.
It was awesome, man. They're really good. And so we're pretty much opening our doors on Fridays from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock for students to come to our church.
Okay.
Hang out.
Yeah.
And then at 7 o'clock, we just have a different element of worship every time, and then a message. And so this upcoming Friday, we're actually doing A Minute to Win at night.
Okay.
So Guy Fieri style.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh, my boys make me watch that regularly, trust me.
I don't know what that is.
Minute to Win It?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Minute to Win It?
Is it on Channel 2,
we
4,
could be on
5,
this show.
7, or 13? What channel is it on?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
We watch usually, it's like game show.
Okay,
channel,
I don't know what that is. So how do you play Minute to Win It?
Well, there's all these challenges that you have to do.
Guess how long you have?
1 minute.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yes.
At least
good
a
job.
Minute.
Yeah. You're good.
At
so
most.
It's good. It's going to be solid. And, the biggest thing is for me, as I've been in student ministry for a long time, I realize that you know, whatever we can do to draw students in, we do, and then we preach the gospel. And
that's cool.
That's really big for us, and I'm stoked on it. And also, what we're doing specifically for just our vision for the student ministry is, when I was in South Alabama as a youth minister, we were at a really small church, and so my next time I said I was going to be a youth pastor, I was going to be reaching out to the smaller churches that maybe don't have a venue like we do, because God has blessed us with an awesome venue, that we're inviting all these small churches with student ministries to come and hang out, and it's going to be really cool. So,
how can people get connected with you?
Really, the biggest thing is just to go on the Calvary website, go to the Santa Fe little thing that they have. I guess it's a little different page, and just really all the information's there.
Okay.
They can come and stop by the church. It's 1295 Clark Road. They definitely can just come by and talk. I'd love to just meet with these students, and we're just doing a lot of great things. We're going to have, I've talked to Carlos and the guys that do the hip hop stuff at Knob Hill. They're actually going to, we're planning on doing something really soon where they do their own thing there, and we just invite all the students. We're really, the whole idea on Friday nights is to reach students that most people aren't reaching. And so that's our goal in Santa Fe, is just to be bold and honest about that. Students need Christ, and we'll do whatever we can to get them in and preach the gospel.
I feel like it's a little bit more difficult to do in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the idea of opening your doors at 3 p.m. and just kicking it, hanging out, you know, enjoying your Friday evening, and then digging in with some worship and the gospel. And that's amazing. That's how you do it. So, Shay Logan, more information, calvaryabq.org. You can find out, but, doing something amazing up in Santa Fe.
Collision is what it's called.
Yeah, it's Collision, because we're calling that because we're combining 6th through 12th grade together. So mid school and high school.
There
so
you go.
We're colliding.
I get that.
Yes.
That's good. I like that. There you go. Yeah. Dude, thank you so much for coming in and for trekking it all the way down here since you now live in. Did you take the train or did you drive?
I drive.
On Tuesdays.
Just on Tuesdays. I only come down once a week.
Okay.
If, you know, possible. So
we
do that. It's a blast. Like, I love cruising in, and we have a beautiful state, and so it's great driving in, man. Yeah. I love it. So I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity too. It's been
awesome. Of course, dude.
Yes.
When you're in the ABQ more, you can you should come
stop
on
by,
hang
seriously,
out, tell us how it's going in Santa Fe. City's a little crazy. Crazy awesome. We love taking the train up there anyways and just hanging out at the plaza and enjoying Santa Fe. It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Me and my wife want to do that. We've talked about it a couple times, and I think we're going to actually take that leap
and
do it.
Yeah. It's rad.
Nice. Yeah.
You should check it out.
I will.
It's a good little train ride
of
joy.
It is fun.
So there you go. And there it is, up in Santa Fe for Calvary Santa Fe, if you will.
Yes.
And there it is. And you can check out more information at the website.
CalvaryABQ.org.
All right. Shay, thanks, man.
Thank you guys a lot.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes. New Music Tuesday, Matt McDonald from the Classic Crime going to be joining us. Get your questions in for him right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Over the ocean. Something I was not. Static Radio.
I thought you were like making a comment about yourself just now.
I was not.
That's what the song
is called. I was not over the ocean.
I was like, what does that mean? Am I supposed to look into that?
No.
What does that mean? No, that's what the song is called. Something I Was Not.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 9 o'clock hour of Tuesday.
Phone lines are open. I'm just going to say that now because when you're wanting to chime in and talk to us, you should do so. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Check it. Unbelievable story coming from Anne Arundel County.
Where is that? City, state?
Good question.
I'm going to guess Florida.
Okay.
Or Arkansas.
I don't know. I probably should have read that ahead of time.
Don't worry about it.
This is coming from the Washington Post, so I can only assume Washington. 7-year-old boy, which Luke's age, okay?
Okay.
So imagine that. Luke's age.
What do seven... Okay, go for it.
7-year-old boy actually recently was suspended.
Aw, what'd he do?
For 2 days. What happened is he had a Pop-Tart. He's hanging out in the lunchroom. And he wanted to nibble it into the shape of a mountain. So he got his Pop-Tart and decided, I'm going to nibble this bad boy into the shape of the mountain. But then, after nibbling a little bit, thought, hey, this looks like a gun. So he took his Pop-Tart, it was a strawberry Pop-Tart, and pointed it at another student and said, quote, bang, bang.
Okay.
7 years old.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
Oh, please don't tell me he got suspended for
Pop-Tart.
That.
Pop-Tart shaped like a gun. It was originally supposed to be shaped like a mountain, but apparently he sucks at nibble drawings on his Pop-Tart.
You know what? You got to work with what you get.
Formed it into a gun accidentally, but then thought this is hilarious. Pointed it at a classmate. Bang, bang. Well, an assistant principal saw this and said, whoa, 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 whoa.
The assistant principal or assistant teacher?
An assistant principal.
Just
at
one.
At Park Elementary School.
Okay.
Saw it. Wow. Unreal. Grabbed the kid, took him to the principal's office. The boy said he was pointing it at the ceiling. It's irrelevant to the story.
It doesn't matter.
In fact, the dad said that very thing. He says, quote, in my eyes, it's irrelevant. I don't care who he pointed it at. It's harmless. It's a Danish.
It's a...
End quote.
Freaking Pop-Tart. Yeah.
But the boy was suspended for 2 days because the school described it as, quote, a threat to other students.
Oh, my gosh.
He threatened the other students.
Was the Pop-Tart still really hot? Because, you know, when you take a bite of a Pop-Tart
straight
out of a toaster?
Oh, my gosh, dude. If you pop it out of a toaster, you have to wait, bro.
Yeah.
That's like hot magma burning your mouth.
And you won't be able to taste anything for like 3 days. So maybe
it was right
out of the toaster.
Let's be honest. That strawberry goodness turns to strawberry death.
Yes, totally.
The magma de strawberry.
So if that's where they're coming from, I maybe understand.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though.
In the 11 weeks since Sandy Hook Elementary School, two young children in this Washington region have actually been suspended for pointing their fingers like guns. A 10-year-old in Alexandria was arrested by police for showing a toy gun to others on his school bus. In Pennsylvania, a 5-year-old was suspended recently for talking to classmates about shooting her Hello Kitty gun, which blows bubbles. Now, the officials didn't want to talk about the Pop-Tart because of confidentiality laws, apparently. However, a letter was sent home to the families Friday. It's posted on the school's website. In the letter, the assistant principal at the school told parents that a student, quote, used food to make inappropriate gestures that disrupted the class. No physical threats were made. No one was harmed. But if children are troubled by the incident, the assistant principal wrote and told parents that the school would, quote, help them share their feelings. They've actually even provided a counselor available to students.
So are we being...
If they're feeling threatened by this Pop-Tart that the kid chewed into the shape of a gun and pointed at somebody and said, bang, bang.
So are we just not showing empathy or being sensitive enough?
Or letting 7-year-olds be 7-year-olds?
He's seven years old. Okay, I know.
I don't know. I'll tell you right now. Last night, I walked into Dion's for my kid's Little League thing, his first meet. And when we walked in there, there was this little kid, I would assume Jack or Luke's age. And he was, you know how you can go up on top of the little area and watch them make
the pizza?
And he was, I walked in and all I hear is...
Oh, and he's pretending to shoot.
And he's pretending like he's got this machine gun and he's like shooting all the vegetables. And I was bugged. Not by the fact that he had an imaginary gun and he was shooting it at all the vegetables, but like he was sitting there all by himself. And then he turns around and he starts like pretending like he's getting, you know, like he's shooting all of us. And then he's like, oh, da, 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 and then he's like
playing
gets mowed down by himself.
Yeah.
Like totally all alone. I didn't do any. I just looked at him and watched this unfold.
It's not like him. That'd be like, where are your parents at right now?
Right.
But.
And my kids don't necessarily run around the house like, pretend shooting each other. So I don't know. Maybe
No. In my house growing up, we were allowed to, we had like little cap guns where it's like you put the caps in there and then it's really loud.
Right.
But we are never allowed to point at each other.
Yeah.
At anybody.
That makes sense.
So
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, when I was in, I'm 16 now, and when I was in elementary school, we were playing Star Wars in the playground, and they told us, like, hey, you can't do that because it's violent or whatever. And I kind of just got over it at the time. But now I look back and realize, like, how ludicrous the whole thing was, and it doesn't even make sense to me that, you know, the story is even more extreme.
7 years old.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, all right. Well, thanks for the comment.
Yep.
And I wonder if some of these kids, they don't realize because, okay, this is a really embarrassing story of mine that I'm going to go ahead and share. It's kind of along the same lines. My friends and I, we played on the bars at school where, like, we'd do flips, and then there was one bar where you could just slide down, and we're like, it'd be fun if you, like, did this, like, little cool little flip thing, and then you, like, pretended to dance down as you slid down the pole, and I got, right, exactly, like, it was like, right, exactly, and we were kids. And I remember an after-school recreation teacher coming up to me and getting very angry at me for doing that and made me tell my dad what I was doing. And I just started crying because we were just having fun. We didn't know what we were doing, and there was no bad connotation. We didn't mean it like that.
Right.
And we got in so much trouble, and we didn't know why. Until years later, I was like, scarring, and I didn't know why, and now I understand that maybe as an adult, they'd totally freak out, and I might freak out on a kid doing that, but I wouldn't make them get in trouble.
Yeah, 7-year-old, if you're just joining us, was suspended for 2 days because he had a Pop-Tart that he was trying to chew into the shape of a mountain, he said, but messed it up and then realized, hey, this is kind of rectangular, looks like a gun. He claims he pointed at the ceiling. An assistant principal says he pointed at a student and said, bang, bang. That was the quote, bang, bang. The dad, of course, is irate because his son was then suspended for 2 days for pointing a Pop-Tart at somebody that was shaped like a gun.
It's a Pop-Tart. He's 7.
He asked the assistant principal if anyone had been scared by the pastry. And the assistant principal's response was, someone could have been. The father says he has high regard for the school. He says, quote, I feel this is just a direct result of society feeling that guns are evil, guns are bad, and if you make your pastry into a gun, you're going to be the next Columbine shooter.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the father said. He feels that it's gotten to a point where people are so scared.
Well, yeah.
That, this happens. There have been other suspensions, as I mentioned, in recent weeks, all over the nation of, you know, boys, anywhere from ages 5 up to ages 10 who were pointing their fingers like guns. A 10-year-old was arrested for showing a toy gun to other kids on the school bus. A 5-year-old girl was suspended for talking to classmates about her Hello Kitty gun, which blows bubbles. Have we gotten overly sensitive, or is this something that we really need to be mindful of? 7-year-old suspended for pointing a Pop-Tart at another student and saying bang, bang. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
You know, I really am becoming the kind of person that just absolutely despises the public education system. And, you know, I've said it before, and I'm going to continue to say it. I really do believe that the education system, like, as a public sense, their days are numbered.
Yeah.
But I think someone should actually propose that the letter L be taken out, the alphabet. Because if you flip a capital L over to the right,
you
got it kind of looks like a gun.
And I
feel threatened every time I read a word that has the letter L in it because I'm thinking someone's trying to kill me.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought this up because I've been feeling the same way for weeks.
Wow, amazing. What about capital I? Because
I don't want to talk about
the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm not there yet.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm going to send a petition into Washington for this.
I'll sign it.
All
also,
right.
The number 7. Because
be careful with 7.
Kind of, yeah, sorry. I don't mean to dredge up.
I didn't know that. I didn't
feelings
really.
And emotions, but yeah, you might want to include that in your petition.
Depends on the font, actually. Yeah.
In fact, all 7-year-olds until they're 8 aren't allowed at school. Thanks for the call, TJ. Oh, man. The parent of the child, the 7-year-old who was suspended, said, quote, kids are losing time in school for nothing more than playing. He thinks there's going to be long-term effects when gun-related incidents are written into the student's permanent records. Because this is going now into his record. This 7-year-old is going to have this written down on his record that he chewed a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and said bang, bang. Now,
okay.
This sounds stupid, like we're overthinking it. However, I mean, what do you think? 505-338-3700.
And I have to wonder, just... I know I immediately take a side on the story, but there's always someone who calls, and I'm like, oh, good point.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm wondering when it was that our country turned into a bunch of weenies that can't handle, you know, stuff like this. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you.
It's because nobody likes to get to the quote-unquote heart of the issue, which is the heart. What is the heart behind it? The 7-year-old points a Pop-Tart and says bang, bang, and I highly doubt his heart behind it was, I really want to bring a gun to school and shoot my classmates. I highly doubt that.
You know, the thing I get, I work at a movie theater, and you see all these people bringing in their kids to these violent movies,
right.
And of course, and they're going to say, oh, is this movie, or is this game, or this song that made them do this, or... you know, maybe guard what your children see, protect a little bit of their innocence.
Yeah, yeah.
And teach them about what is right, what is wrong, what is real.
There you go.
Right.
You know, I mean, that makes all the difference. And there's, unfortunately, my generation and generations after me have not taken responsibility.
Great thought.
You know, we played on concrete and dirt, and now you've got wood chips.
Right.
You know, and wood chips give you big splinters. What's that about?
I know. That stuff hurts if you land on it the wrong way.
I don't know. I think it's all backwards. We need to go back to, like, the 70s as far as raising our kids and just letting them run around for a while.
There you go. All right. No. Act like kids, act like kids. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Paul in Houston says, never bring a Pop-Tart gun to a toaster strudel fight.
Oh, my gosh.
But on a serious note, he says this never would have happened if the school had made him wait for the mandatory 3-minute toasting period. Because... No? Okay. Static!
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know.
Well, I don't like it. I mean, I think it's sort of outlandish behavior on the person who called the kid out. And I would have to say that, you know, first of all, is that kid a problem child? I mean, first of all, you said, the heart, it's an issue of the heart. But you see, is this kid a problem child? Okay, so maybe the kid's not a problem child. Whatever. I mean, I think that adults can come to a reasonable enough conclusion about a child. No, we don't know their heart, but the parent does, and we certainly know problem kids in school now, don't we? So I think it's sort of outlandish behavior. I think it's 7 years old. I mean, yes, I know 11-year-olds even to this day that are that ditch and, you know, egg houses and do things that are really rude at 11. Okay, so kids are getting, I think, with the generation that we're in now and the way that life is now, I think the kids are getting a little out of control at a younger age, yes. But like you, Steve-O, you raise your kids upright. You know, they go to private school. I'm sure they have manners. They're raised in a Christian home. Not all kids are raised up that way, you know. And so if this kid's not a problem child, I would say that they just need to cut this kid a break. I mean, seriously, suspended?
I mean,
that's just, I don't understand at all. And yeah. I think that, if this person that runs the school or whoever called this out is trying to, you know, make a, you know, a statement, I get it. I mean, it's being made, but what's the heart of that person? And I'm going to share one thing with you. When I was a kid, we used to do that kind of stuff too, but like Mitch, like you were saying, we weren't allowed to point, you know, we got in trouble for that because that was just, you know, it was the idea of, you know, the heart behind it. Hey, that's not cool. You know, right away we were told. But when I was a kid, we had these, there was these brothers. And I used to play all the time, like softball and stuff with the kids in the cul-de-sac. And, you know, do like guy things and snakes and climb trees and all this. Well, one day there was these twin brothers and they decided that they had this slingshot, okay? They made this slingshot with a gun, I mean, with wood. And they actually shot my face out. They shot me in the face with this, like with a rubber band.
Oh.
And, yeah, and it was a gun slingshot. And, like, so, I mean, now, okay, now if it was something like that, okay, I'd say that kid's out here, you know, out of school. You know, but we weren't even in school. We were on our own private properties. But I'm saying, you know, do you see the difference here? There's a big difference. A Pop-Tart and a wood gun with a rubber band. I mean, this is such a difference. And I think that this person has it twisted. And I think that, we should write Congress. Why not?
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call,
Callie
Deb. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, this father, if you're just joining us, irate father of a 7-year-old who was suspended 2 days at school because he chewed his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. He says he was trying to form it into the shape of a mountain, but apparently didn't come out right, looked like a gun, so he thought it was funny, turned it, depending on who you talk to, assistant principal says towards a student, he says towards the ceiling, and said bang, bang. And that was enough, and he was suspended for 2 days. The father says the boy has 3 brothers. They're all typical boys. The children have Nerf guns at homes. Their grandfather is an avid hunter. He's a strong supporter of gun rights. And Yeah, but now he's worried because his 7-year-old has it on his permanent record. The school said they cannot erase this from the record no matter what. Will not strike references to guns, but now he has a suspension for a gun violation as a 7-year-old. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You know what's funny is Callie Deb just made a comment about how my boys, you know, go to a private Christian school and they're raised in a good Christian home. We have Nerf guns and like vests and like
you have the whole
we have like headgear. Yeah, we play dart tag. Like there's little dart guns and they have the little like Velcro on them. We shoot the tar out of each other with those things.
Right.
You know, we camp out and we hide out and I'm usually the sniper and I'm not even being funny with my 7 and 9-year-old. You know what? And they know there's a difference between us playing Nerf dart tag.
Well, that's what another caller said. Teach them the difference.
It just, it's unreal to me. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the boy be a boy and why mark his permanent record. That's ridiculous.
As a 7-year-old for pointing a Pop-Tart.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. What can we do differently?
I think people are just outrageous nowadays. They try to mark kids.
Yeah.
Like they label them. These kids have ADD or they're this, they're that. They try to put a label on them. Let them be an active boy or a girl or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. When I was a little kid, if ADD had been a big issue, I would have been a highly medicated child. I'll tell you that right now.
I would have been a Ritalin kid myself.
Yeah, man. And yet, thankfully, that wasn't like a quote-unquote epidemic like it is now. Therefore, you know.
They try to put a tag on everybody. Try to label them.
Great call, man. Thanks for the words.
You got it.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What are we coming to? A 7-year-old suspended for 2 days for chewing a breakfast pastry into the shape of a laser gun.
I don't remember, even when I was a child, I don't remember kids suffering for having to take medicine for ADD or ADHD.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like the most people had to leave for was like speech class because they couldn't say their S's correctly or something. Like, that's what it was.
You know, my dad passed away when I was 6 years old. So when I was, like, I think 8, I remember having, you know, they took us into, you know, hey, this is the therapy time, you know, in the school.
Like,
and I'm like, for what, you know?
Yeah.
We just want you to talk about it. How do you feel?
I had to go through that,
I feel 8.
Yeah, right. It's like, I don't understand.
You know what I mean?
I think when I was like 15... my parents got a divorce.
Yeah.
And they took me into some therapy session. I'm like, I don't know if I'm just being an angsty teenager right now, but this is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, my parents are
I mean, that doesn't mean that, like, it's not necessary for everyone.
For everyone, but it wasn't necessary for me. I'm like, this is just, you're doing
this
because
the court
says. Yeah,
I'm 8. I didn't know. It was like, we want you to, I remember having to draw out, I'm not even being funny.
You had to draw out your emotions?
I remember drawing out, you know, asking me to draw out what I remember and what I see, and I can remember drawing an airplane. Mm-hmm. I remember drawing a mountain. My dad, you know, passed away in an airplane crash. He was by himself, crashed in the side of a mountain. And I remember, like, having to draw this crap out as a kid.
Help?
Right. Or what it did or how it made me feel or, you know what I mean? And now looking back on it, I was like, man, did I go
nothing.
To, like, some crazy, like, hippie school? What is going on? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's completely ridiculous on my half because, like, looking at, like, at a legal standpoint, there's kids out there that you know, they commit a crime or something, and it's off their record by the time they're 18, and that's coming from, like,
right, like an actual crime.
Yeah, exactly. And you got this poor little kid, man. He's raised in I'm taking it like a redneck family, like. He's around guns his whole life, you know what I mean? So he's only doing what he knows. And it's a pastry, bro, you know? It's,
yeah.
Again.
No, I feel you.
I don't know, man. This world's going to Hades and Ambassador for sure.
There you go. You can say, well, it's a real place.
Thanks well, for the radio, call. I can't cuss. No.
There you go. 505-338-3700. Is it cussing if that's real?
No.
He was talking about the literal place.
Hell.
Because guess what?
That's not.
It is real, yeah. So, you know what? You're right. As a kid, everything was a gun.
Yeah.
If there was a stick on the playground, it was a gun.
And I want you to know that's not just a boy thing. That was I did that too.
Oh, yeah. When I was 7 years old on a playground, are you kidding me? The swing sets, there were like mines everywhere. The ground was lava. We're on the crazy tires. Everything's a gun.
A stick was a gun. My fingers were a gun.
Yes. No joke. And now, 7-year-old, you know, chews a Pop-Tart into the form of a gun, says bang, bang, and it's enough for him to be suspended for 2 days.
Along with a permanent record.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Yo, what up?
What up?
Dude, he has a permanent record for real for this?
Yeah, not joking. The father asked if they could please remove that from the record, or at least strike references to guns, quote unquote. He asked the school principal Monday to strike references to guns from his son's record. The principal said they looked into it, but it could not be done.
Dude, I got kicked out of 7th grade for marijuana. I got kicked out of 9th grade for meth, and that was off of my record when I turned 18.
Except until now, when you just said it on radio.
It's off my record, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's ridiculous because the kid, if he brought a real gun, okay, let me give you an incident. The principal called my wife because my daughter had witnessed a kid bring in a clip from an air pistol.
Wow.
Okay. And then, so she called, and then my wife called me immediately. She goes, you know what? We got to take Samantha for a ride. We're going to drop her off in the ditch. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk to her, and we're going to explain to her, you know. But first, we go, so, hey, Samantha, how was your day today? She goes, it was okay. And I'm like, oh, yeah? What happened? I mean, really, how was your day? And then she did not tell us. And I'm like, wow. And I go, okay. You know, the principal called us,
yeah.
and then we had to break it down to her and explain why it's wrong because she got in trouble because she didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. And she just saw it. She didn't bring it to school.
Yeah, the other kid got suspended, and she was almost got suspended, but they just, you know, they wanted to try to emphasize that, you know, it's wrong, you need to tell, you know, when you see something like that, which is true because think about it. If it was a real clip and the kid had a gun somewhere else and he ended up shooting up the school,
right?
My daughter had witnessed the clip before anything had happened. And if she would have said something, then it could have prevented it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just
sense.
A real fine, it's a fine line, man. And then we explained to her, you know, hey, after we, you know, beat her up a little bit and put her in the closet,
oh,
you know.
Gosh.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm joking. Yes, come on.
I know. Just
sadly,
teaching
you're not allowed to joke these days.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, sadly, you're not allowed to joke these days. We're talking about a Pop Tart right now. They got a kid suspended for 2 days. A Pop Tart,
It's the adults that just are like their heads are just so big they're about to blow up.
Yeah.
So they need an outlet and they'll find any little thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's wrong, especially to have a permanent record for that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to hurt him in the long run.
Yep.
So, I mean, say goodbye to a job at McDonald's.
Bullboy from Cruise.
Thank you.
All right, I love you guys,
love
man.
You
later.
Too, bro.
Bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, when has it become dangerous to have a Pop-Tart versus everyone encouraging the kids to read My Two Dads?
Right.
Yeah,
and those books are all over.
I never had this kind of problem. I went to a private Catholic school, and they were very strict on us. We didn't have these problems that they're having with the kids now.
Dude, you never turned the rosary into a gun? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I have, because I was a little boy.
Right.
I was a kid, you know?
Right.
Let's be honest. You turn that cross sideways, I'm sorry. 7 years old, I went to a private Christian school as a little kid. I still had that same gun.
Well, the same nun that taught me sixth grade taught my father sixth grade, and we never had ADHD or behavioral issues.
Right.
They fixed us real quick.
They had the nice little ruler that was just fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Which could also be turned sideways and formed into a gun.
Exactly.
There we go. We can get all the nuns for those rulers.
There you go.
All
thanks
right.
for the call, man.
505-338-3700.
It's unreal. Yes, we're seriously talking about a 7-year-old who was suspended for 2 days for chewing his Pop-Tart into the form of a gun and allegedly pointing it at another student saying bang bang. And it was enough to get him suspended for 2 days because they didn't say that any other kid felt threatened, but they could have felt threatened, so they had to take care of the situation. Tell us what you think. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, I was just hearing what you guys were talking about, and what is going on? It's like more and more things are like, hey, this looks like you can fit my agenda, so let's just tag it as a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, it's a Pop-Tart. It's pastry. It's strawberry-filled goodness.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure at what point that's going to suddenly pop into a gun. In terms of kids being offended, I think that's just more hysteria and paranoia rather than actually thinking with logic instead. I mean, they're like, oh, we got to do this stuff with a reason. Pop-Tarts don't count, folks.
There you go.
Sorry.
Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Phone lines are jammed.
Go for it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It actually took me a while to get through.
Yeah, dude, it's been jammed. People have an opinion.
I've got two quick things to say.
All right.
Number one, with the whole gun situation, it's fear. That's what's driving it.
Yeah.
And I hate to sound like a complete Star Wars nerd, but the whole concept of fear being evil, leading to the dark side, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think that totally makes a lot of sense in real life. When you're afraid of something, it's easy to just assume everything is bad. And then you typically, without a level head, you'll make a lot of terrible decisions.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's just me. I think it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just a kid.
Right.
Star Wars related to real life.
There you go.
Exactly. The second thing I had to say is kind of off topic, so I'll keep it short. I play in a local band.
Okay.
And we just recently recorded our EP.
Nice.
And was hoping to get it played on the air. However, the one song that everybody loves, there's one specific spot towards the end where I do this little monologue thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's supposed to be a very empowering, uplifting thing. However, I do say one curse word. My question was, is there a way, do I have to, like, edit it before I bring it to you guys? Or could you guys
that'd be
edit
preferable.
It out?
No. Send it to me plain. I want to hear it the way that it was intended to be heard, and then we will make a judgment call. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Send it to us, mystaticradio.com, under the locals rule section, or you can mail it to us if you want to send us the whole EP.
Sounds brilliant. You guys have yourselves a fantastic morning.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about the 7-year-old who was suspended for, initially trying to eat his Pop-Tart into a mountain and apparently failed miserably and turned into a gun and thought he'd pointed at somebody. And now he's suspended 2 days.
And now Tracy has a really good point. She says, in regards to the kid that got suspended for his Pop-Tart gun, what about the real issue at hand? He's going to fail art class. That was supposed to be a mountain, and it turned into a gun.
Turned into a gun!
That does not work out.
I don't understand how those are even, like, similar. Maybe he was trying to get the edges right,
maybe.
And then when he, I don't know.
He messed it up.
Messed it up, and then all of a sudden you've got this gun-shaped thing. And what else are you going to do with the gun-shaped Pop-Tart but point it at somebody and say, bang? Bang, bang.
Right, good point, Tracy, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, or the comment on Facebook. Static!
Hey, guys, I had to chime in one more time. I had to ask you a question I forgot when I called you last time. Where is this at?
Washington State.
Oh, well, brother, that explains much. Is it a private school or a...
public school.
It's public. Okay.
Yep.
Now, here's my question. I'm curious. Had Sandy Hook Elementary not happened, would this kid be getting this kind of scrutiny?
It's a good question that I can't answer, but I know that,
but I'm just, like, curious,
yeah.
Because, like, the last caller said about fear, that nails it on the head, you know?
Absolutely. That's one of the first things we said, actually, since Sandy Hook Elementary School. It's been 11 weeks since the massacre, and two children in Washington have been suspended for pointing their fingers like guns. 10-year-old in Alexandria was arrested by police for showing a toy gun to others on a school bus. A 5-year-old was suspended for talking to classmates about shooting her Hello Kitty gun, which blows bubbles. This 7-year-old now on the list of suspended students for pointing a Pop-Tart shaped like a gun at a student. And yes, to answer the question, to be completely honest, in the 11 weeks since there have been more suspensions of children 10 and under for quote-unquote gun-related incidents than, man, or at least more that are getting national attention than ever before, because it seems like every week we're getting a new story about another 7-year-old, 8-year-old who pointed his finger or who, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Morning, folks. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I was wanting to respond back or just kind of make a point on what Pole Boy did about his daughter getting in trouble for seeing an airsoft clip.
Yeah.
And then the next caller about saying, you know, it's all about fear. And it is. I think they have more fear than our kids do, which probably entitled so because we know what could happen and they don't. But I'm thinking his daughter saw that, knew it was an airsoft clip. It wasn't actual rounds with 45s or anything, so she wasn't afraid of it. She knows it's a toy. He can't do anything bad with that. So they're jumping all over her case. Oh, you got to do this. And I get it. Yeah, if you see a real clip, maybe she would have. We don't know what she would have done because they don't feel threatened by that. I have nephews and nieces that are in school at that same age from high school down to middle school, and their whole thing is airsoft. They were playing paintball. We're playing this. I mean, the toys that they're getting are all leading to this, and I'm surprised the government's not all trying to take all guns off the shelf, all Star Wars figures, all anything that has something to do with some sort of violence. If that's the case, you better just take the Bible and put it away, too, because that thing's filled with violence in a way.
Yeah, did you see the History Channel, man?
Yeah.
Telling you, bro.
Did you watch that Bible thing on History Channel?
I did. There was some pretty crazy violence. Those angels of death, they weren't messing around.
I mean, we're watching it. I'm checking the accuracy of History Channel, but kind of liking where they're going with it. But I was just thinking that. I said, look, what if my kid saw an airsoft clip? He wouldn't be scared. He would be like, oh, that's an airsoft. You could shoot me and it won't hurt.
Yeah.
But if I saw a kid coming with a full clip of, then you come on, then that raid, what the heck are you doing with that in school, you know, an airsoft gun? But I think the teachers are, I don't know, I think they're bringing up more fear into the kids' minds and tripping everybody out instead of just, dude, you know, we got to wake up, something's happening. But I don't know, I was kind of curious about that. Like,
yeah,
you know, they weren't, she wasn't afraid of it, but apparently these guys jumped all over her case, and now it's like, oh, if you see something, I don't know, it's getting ridiculous.
It's a good thought, and it's a good question to bring up, because nowadays with the sensitivity of everything, it's what everybody's talking about regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be something that's drawing attention to it and drumming up? When I was 7 years old, I gotta be honest, a stick, a popsicle, you finish that popsicle and the second it's done, that popsicle stick turns into a gun. I mean, everything turned into a gun, but never, ever, ever, ever could I ever fathom. My mom, lifetime NRA member, mm-hmm. she had a 357 Magnum. She had rifles.
Right.
My father was a hunter. I mean, we had guns mm-hmm. in our home. We had rifles in our home. I could never, ever, 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 ever fathom even as a 7-year old, even thinking about like, man, I'm going to get so angry one day and shoot up my school.
Right.
Never even a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that wasn't talked about back then. Now, I mean, that's what we talk about.
I feel like that's putting ideas in people's minds.
You never know.
Oh, I could do this.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What are your thoughts? Hello.
Hello.
I think just let 7-year-olds be 7-year-olds.
How old are you?
10.
10 years old. Would you ever eat a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and point it at somebody?
Sometimes, yes.
Thank you for your honesty.
Now, is your intent to shoot them with that strawberry cream filling
or
and to cause bodily harm to them, or just because you're playing?
And just to be fun.
Just playing.
Okay.
Good to know.
You may be getting a call later today for sensitivity training on Pop-Tart handling, but...
And he's just kidding.
Thanks for being bold. Thanks for your call. All
right. Thank
505-338-3700. You think I'm joking?
Oh, you're joking.
Are you kidding me?
You're joking.
You mentioned it. You heat that Pop-Tart up enough in the toaster,
and it's going to burn your tongue.
That strawberry goodness becomes a weapon.
I know. It really is.
Static. Hello. Hi.
Are we pocket dialed?
I think we just got butt dialed. Are you there? Hi. Hey. Sup?
And they're like, huh.
Pop-Tart gun.
Everybody who's listening
gun
like,
in the Pop-Tart.
That guy butt dialed,
yeah,
but then
we
don't
can
understand.
Hear. Hold on, let's see. I hear you.
I'm so nervous.
Shh. Hello.
Oh, they figured it out.
Figured it out. Static.
Hey, guys, it's Nick.
Hey,
hi.
Nick. How is not New Mexico?
So it's not New Mexico. We've got this white stuff that hasn't stopped coming down.
And it doesn't melt. David Myers' beautiful wife, who is living far, far away from us.
We miss
your beautiful, beautiful family.
It's really sunny here.
We miss you guys, too. Yeah, the kids were like, Mom, how come the snow's not melting?
Because you're not in New Mexico anymore.
I know, exactly.
Because you guys are in Idaho.
I know.
Totally know. I totally remember.
It's super pretty here in Iowa. Threw myself off.
There you go.
So I have this friend back in Albuquerque, and she was like one of those kind of crunchy kind of moms that was like, we're not going to have guns in the house, and we're pacifists, and we're all about peace and all that stuff. And so she had two boys, and they were eating breakfast one day. So, and these kids never brought up around guns. I mean, nothing like that at all. No toy guns, nothing.
Right.
Well, her son chewed his piece of toast into a gun. And she, like, freaked out. And I just, like, boys are going to be boys.
Right.
Like, boys make guns. Your hand is in the shape of a gun, your fingers.
If it was cereal, I had assumed that you were going to say he turned the spoon into a gun. Because, I mean, that's the most logical choice.
Yeah, everything. Boys turn everything. So, he chewed his piece of toast into a gun and got, like, shot a hole in her theory that, you raise them up without it, blah, blah, blah. And I think we're getting overly sensitive and, for crying out loud, he didn't even mean to turn it into a gun. He meant to turn it into a mountain.
Yeah, somebody stalked that kid about art forms. And
I know, right? He's taking the surrealism thing a little too literally.
Nice.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Nick.
I miss you guys.
Miss you too. We love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Good old Myers clan. Static!
Hi. I think it's really ridiculous to suspend a 7-year-old for having a Pop-Tart gun. I know when I was little, I played with Lego guns all the time at school.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. And I feel like we give people power with our fear. And I feel like being afraid of a gun, it's normal to be afraid of a gun. They're really dangerous. But I feel like by doing things like this, suspending somebody for a Pop-Tart gun, is just giving people who are, mentally unstable more power to do these kinds of things because we're afraid of those things and we're giving them, we're going to be afraid of that. And I don't think it's okay to suspend a 7-year-old for a Pop-Tart gun.
Yeah.
I played with Lego guns. I played with Nerf guns. A little boy walked by the store that I work at and shot me and with his play gun, and I fell down dead for him, It's normal for little kids to play with guns, like fake guns. Like, I think that's normal.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure the consensus is the same. I don't know that anyone.
Patrick on Facebook says, I'd be more concerned with the health of the kids eating poor arts for lunch.
Ah, yes.
Health. I mean, Pop-Tarts for
real. Steve says he would love a gun that shoots Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
That would be amazing. That'd be pretty incredible.
Do you have to buy the Pop-Tarts? You have to buy the Pop-Tarts.
That's like the ammo?
It's like Pez.
Yeah. Except Pop-Tarts. I like that. Let's end with this one, the Pop-Tart comment. Because
okay.
I have, yeah.
Okay. If I can scroll up.
Elspeth.
She says, it's a Pop-Tart. He probably began eating it after doing that.
Yeah.
What happened to the simplicity of play? When I was little, we played cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. Now those aren't right because it's racial or something. It's not right. All the principal or teacher had to do was say, hey, that Pop-Tart is food. You don't play with your food. I got told that once because I ate an Oreo wrong. Next thing you know, they aren't going to be able to run around on the playground because it could get violent.
You never know what's happening. But she did bring up a great point. When we were kids, cops and robbers.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians.
I remember.
That would not fly today.
My kindergarten teacher always said, okay, come sit cross-legged, or sit Indian style. Sit Indian style.
You can't say that cross-legged.
It's cross-legged.
Yeah, you can't say Indian style.
It was Indian style.
Yeah. No, I know. Oh, I know.
It just made sense. I wasn't thinking.
No, I know. You're like a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
You don't think about that. I highly doubt a 6-year-old stood up and said, excuse me, sir.
That's not okay.
I am not Native American. I do not sit that way. You must call it cross-legged. I am now offended. Except nowadays, maybe somebody would be.
Yeah.
But it's unreal. Bringing up the idea, when we were younger, playing cops and robbers. We played cops and robbers. I never, ever, ever had it in my mind that one day I aspired to be a robber. I just wanted to grow up and really do that.
Right.
But where have we gone? Great calls, great comments, great thoughts from everybody this morning. 7-year-old boy suspended for eating his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, which was an accident. He was going for mountains, but apparently has not learned the finer art of chewing into shapes yet. And in turn was suspended 2 days for having a Pop-Tart gun and pointing it at another student.
Whoops.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, we leave you. But if you missed any part of the show, make sure you check out the podcast. Matt McDonald from the Classic Crime and Vocal Few on the show this morning.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
Went by quickly.
Tomorrow, of course, way too early Wednesday, the 6 o'clock hour. And we will have our friend Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission hanging out with us as we prepare for Easter, getting closer and closer for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission foot washing. We'll talk more about how you can get involved in that, be a part of it, and gear up for Easter sunrise service at University Stadium. That's it for us.
We are out.
We'll see you guys again mañana. On the way back, some Come Wind, The Wealthy West, and Adri up next.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.